How many folks plan on going out to lunch today after church? Let me see your hand if you're planning on it. Okay. Men who do not have your hands raised, you have your wife with you, feel guilty. No, but just kidding. Guess what? You know the time when servers hate to work the worst in restaurants? Sunday lunch, when the cheap complaining Christians come in. So I tell you, I want you to listen very carefully. I do not make a lot of money. God meets our needs, and we appreciate your love offerings. I mean, we really do. But God meets our needs. That helps us with the ministry, you know, and from the ministry they pay us. I don't make a lot of money, but I try to be an extremely generous tipper. I mean, extremely generous. And here's why. I see it as an investment in souls. We just ask that server if we could pray for him or her. I don't want to think, boy, they did that, and then they hardly gave me a tip, you know. I want to remember that I was generous. And I'll tell you, even if you're on very low income, God will replace that money for you, you know. And if you're going out and the bill's $30 and you're going to leave, you know, a dollar or two, just tell them you're an atheist or something. Don't pray for them. Don't tell them you follow Jesus. Now, and by the way, Pastor said something that's really, really good. And I want to mention, I've developed some terminology that I find gets the best results, but there's no right way or wrong way to do it. You know, you don't worry about getting the words right. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. You'll have your own stories. Hey, turn the page. I want to share with you another way that we can witness, share our faith, and that is with your tracts. T-R-A-C-T-S, not K-S. Tracts are little printed pieces of gospel information, little printed pieces of paper that have the gospel in them. And if you're going to use tracts, and I'm going to talk to you about one in particular I encourage you to use, but there are really two major approaches in using tracts. One, there's what I call the shotgun approach. I'm not a big hunter. Hunt some, not a big hunter. But if I go hunting, I don't want to use a rifle. I want to use a shotgun. You know, you got a shell with a whole bunch of pellets, and here comes some birds. It's like, blam, and I like fire in and get one. Shotgun approach is more or less like, you know, it's not someone you zeroed in on specific, maybe somebody in your life, but it's more of a general way. And there's several different ones that you can use there. Let me illustrate. How many of y'all here have a pet at home? You have a cat or a dog at home? Raise your hand if you have a cat or a dog. Just raise your hand. Keep it up just for a minute. I want to look around here. Okay. All right. I see this young lady right here. You're beside this. What's your name?
Stephanie.
You have a pet at home?
Yes.
What kind of pet you have?
A fat cat.
Huh?
A fat cat.
What's your fat cat's name, Stephanie?
Oreo.
So Stephanie has a fat cat at home. Is it here, him or her?
Her.
Her name is Oreo. She would probably like this track. It's called, Will My Pet Go to Heaven? Will My Pet Go to Heaven? I don't know if the cameras can zoom in on that or not. Will My Pet Go to Heaven? And if you're going to use these, then you don't want to say, you want one of these? You don't want to say, here, take this. Did you get one of these? Did you get one of these? Now notice what Stephanie did. Stephanie reached out and took that. That is what most people will do in public, even lost people. They'll reach out to take it. Now, Stephanie, I do have to tell you, you give lost people, even in public, something, most of the time they say thank you. And you didn't say thank you, but it's okay. I'm not offended by it, Stephanie. No, it's okay. It's okay. No offense. She was scared to death, too. She didn't know what I was going to do. But suppose, you know, and by the way, I want to tell you this, and no offense, but you do know that pet owners are crazy, don't you? They're fanatical. I was driving home from Ohio teaching Ever Believe a Witness, and I passed this giant pet hotel and resort they were building. They have rooms for pets. They have TVs in them. They have suites for them. I'm serious. I was traveling a few weeks ago, and I noticed USA Today announced they're coming out with a brand new magazine called Pet Parent. Be the best parent to your pet you can be. Pet owners are crazy, I'm telling you. Now, if you don't like animals, don't use those. But by the way, all these that I'm showing you, we have for you. And when you leave, there's a table out this door, and there's a table out this door, and there's a table in the back, and both sides of the tables out here have the same tracts that I'm going to show you. Church has ordered all these. They're all here for you. Then there's no charge for them. You can take them. You know, just don't grab a whole handful if you're not going to use them. But suppose you're in an academic environment, and someone says, I don't believe in God, or I'm questioning about God. Here is the best small apologetic tract that I've ever seen. It's called The Evidence of God. And it's excerpts from Lee Strobel's book, Case for Christ and Case for Faith. And I don't know if you've seen the movie or not, by the way. That is a great movie to go see if you haven't been to see it. And it's got in here, it's got like the evidence of biochemistry, the evidence of astronomy. It's wonderful. And here again, the best way to do it is don't say, hey, can I give you one of these? Or you want one? It's just hold it out and say, would you like one of these? Did you get one of these? Thank you, Stephanie. She said, thank you over here. Very good. Good. Parents raised you right there. That's good. Here's another one. Somebody says, I believe in Jesus, but I just don't believe he was God. I mean, he was a good prophet. He was a good teacher. This is entitled More Than a Carpenter, and it's from Josh McDowell's book, at More Than a Carpenter. It points out Jesus made some radical claims, like he was Lord and the only way to God. And there are only really three responses to Jesus' claims. Either he was lying, he knew he wasn't God, so you can forget Jesus. He can't be one of the gods. Or he is a lunatic. He is crazy. You don't need to follow Jesus. Or he was telling the truth. He was Lord. And if you're going to use it, it's, did you get one of these?
No, I didn't. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Now, these pet tracks can be great. You know where they can be great? They can be great in restaurants with servers. Now, there are a lot of other places as well, but I use them a lot with servers. Last night, we were out at my favorite and my wife's favorite restaurant, probably in all the world, located right here in Spartanburg, Wade's. And so we were over there eating veggies, and our server's name was Amanda. And somewhere just during the course of a meal or before they bring the check, I said, Amanda, are you an animal lover? You have any pets? She said, yes. And she stopped by the table, and she started telling us about her cat. And so when the end of the meal came, I said to her, Amanda, I think I got something you're going to want to read. It's entitled, Will My Pet Go to Heaven? She said, oh. She took it. You know what she said, Stephanie? Thank you, right there in the restaurant. That's what she said. Thank you. Thank you. And she really did. Now, sometimes if people say, I don't have any pet or anything, I'm going to tell you about what to do with them. But if you have one, Jane and I was preaching in Greenville last year, May 21st. And we stayed at Hampton Inn down there somewhere just south of Greenville. We ate at the Copper River restaurant. And it was Saturday night, and it was crowded. It was as crowded a restaurant as we've ever been in. We had a wonderful server. Her name was Tamara. But she would just come by the table. Anything else I can get you? You know, are y'all okay? I mean, she was running. It was jam-packed. Busy, busy, busy. Near the end, she came by, maybe to bring our check or sometime near the end. I said, Tamara, are you an animal lover? She said, yes. And she stepped up beside the table, and she told us about her five cats and dogs. And the Lord Jesus is my witness. Jane will tell you this. I got embarrassed. Tables are wanting service, and she's standing by our table talking about her animals. Animal owners are crazy, I'm telling you, they are. And so, you know, I encourage you to think about this. You don't like animals, you wouldn't. Now, shotgun approach is a little more personality-driven, a little more gift-driven, a little more interest-driven, but the rifle approach is for everyone. Everybody wants to use the rifle approach. And the rifle approach is when you're giving someone a gospel tract, and my favorite gospel tract of all is Steps to Peace with God by Billy Graham. And it's especially wonderful up here in the upstate where most people know who Billy Graham is. Now, some young people won't know, but I mean, really, you'll run to around here, you know, because I use the same opening statement, have you ever heard of Billy Graham? And every now and then, some young person will say, no, I haven't. But most of the time, they will say, yes. Now, let me tell you real quick four ways to use this. And by the way, when you leave, I'm going to tell you right at the end about our ministry resource table and some of the things on it. But the things that we're teaching you, the four ways to use this, we got them printed out for you. You can pick up a copy out there. And we have little cards printed on how to pray for your server and how to pray for others, as Pastor taught a while ago. So you can pick those up out. They're not on these tables, but they are out at our table. But the way I use this the most, probably, you only got a brief moment of time. Like Pastor's saying, you don't pray that long prayer. This is another time. You don't have long. And so I'll just say, have you ever heard of Billy Graham? He wrote a little booklet, and I'll hold it up. He wrote a little booklet called Steps to Peace with God. And by the way, if they say no, I used to say, oh, he's a famous preacher. And then I realized that's like saying he's famous and you don't know him, you're ignorant. And so I quit saying that. I used to say, oh, he's an older preacher. And then I was teaching this somewhere one time, and somebody said, if you don't want to sound spiritual, why don't you say he's an older author? Because he wrote lots of stuff. So if they say no, I say, oh, he's an older author, and just don't get sidetracked. So you say, have you ever heard of Billy Graham? See, yes. He wrote a little booklet called Steps to Peace with God. When I was 31 years old, or when I was 8 years old, when I was just a 7-year-old girl, when I was 14, whatever age you were saved at, when you came to faith in Christ, when I was 31 years old, God used what's in here to totally change my life. Now, how can I say God used what's in here to totally change my life? Guess what's in here? The gospel's in here. See, that's a life changer. So I can't say this changed my life unless I got saved reading the Billy Graham tract. But I can say God used what's in here. And I wouldn't say God used this. I'd say God used what's in here. Totally changed my life. I love to give them to people. Never offended if they don't want one. Now, here's why I say that. I do. I want them to know I'm not singling you out like, boy, you look like you really need this. And I'm not offended if they don't want it. Remember, results are up in God's hands. Our job's sowing. God's job's bringing about, bringing the crop in. And so I tell them this, and I don't want to feel like I'm pushing anybody. I love to give them to people to read, never offended if they don't want one. I'd love to give you one to read if you'd like one and just extend it. Thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome. And by the way, about 3 years ago, I had the 8th person ever not take one of those, Pastor. I've passed out thousands and thousands and thousands of them and had 8 people ever, and probably ever since it's been using them. Now, suppose you have just a little bit longer. Just a little bit longer. Not long. You're still, it's very brief. And with a server, you're not going to have long. But somewhere, you might have just a little longer. Maybe this server's not busy. You can say, have you ever heard of Billy Graham?
Yes.
He wrote a little booklet called Steps to Peace with God. When I was 31 years old, God used what's in here. Totally changed my life. One of the reasons I like it so much is he put the Bible verses right in it. And I'll point to it. So it's not what he thinks about how to have peace with God or what I think, but what the Bible says. And then near the back, he tells how a person can actually make a decision to have peace with God. Now, I'm not going to say how you can have peace with God because I don't know if they'd have it or not. See, he tells how a person can make a decision to have peace with God. I love to give these to people to read. Never offended if they don't want one. I'd love to give you one to read if you'd like one. You're welcome. That's way number two. Way number three. I've been talking to someone, I've got a neighbor, I've got a family member, I've got a classmate, I've got a coworker, I've got a friend, and I've been talking to them like how to know for sure you're going to go to heaven when you die, or how to know for sure your sins are forgiven, or how to be able to forget your past, whatever it may be. And then I'm going to use it this way. And so I would just ask, what's your name?
Jane,
that's my wife's name, Jane. So Jane's a neighbor, a friend, someone I've, co-worker, we walk, whatever. And I've been talking to Jane about how to know for sure your sins are forgiven. And so I say, Jane, you ever heard of Billy Graham?
I have.
He wrote a little booklet called Steps to Peace with God. When I was 31 years old, God used what's in there to change my life. By the way, he could have entitled it How to Know for Sure Your Sins Are Forgiven. But he called it Steps to Peace with God. And one of the reasons I like it so much is he put the Bible verses right in there. So it's not what I think or you think about how to know for sure your sins are forgiven, but what the Bible says. And then near the back, Jane, he tells how a person can actually make a decision to know for sure their sins are forgiven. I love to give these to people to read. Never offend if they don't want one. If you'd like, I'd love to give you one to read.
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome. Now, the fourth way. Everyone, see this all build off. You ever heard of Billy Graham? Wrote a little book. So this build, that's all. But suppose I've been talking to this gentleman right here. What's your name? Nick and I are friends. We work together. We're and I've been talking to Nick about, you know, how to know for sure you're going to go to heaven when you die, how to be certain of a relationship with God. And so I've scheduled time. I've planned this. We're going to lunch. We're standing out in the yard. I made a point. Or I've gone over to his house, or he's come over to see me. In other words, it's not a rush time. And so I say, Nick, you ever heard of Billy Graham?
Yes, I have.
He wrote a little booklet called Steps to Peace with God. He could have called it How to Know for Sure You're Going to Go to Heaven When You Die. But he called it Steps to Peace with God. And one of the reasons I like it so much is he put the Bible verses right in it. So it's not what I think or you think about how to know for sure you're going to go to heaven when you die, but what the Bible says. In fact, Nick, if you have time and you'd like to, I'd like to go through this track with you. Now, if you don't have time, I understand. If you don't want to, I won't be offended. But if you do, and if they say no, I try to give it to them. But if they say yes, and almost everybody does, I'll say, let's just look at this together, Nick. Let's just read this together. And if I know Nick is a good reader, then I'm going to say, Nick, read this for us. And almost all the time, they'll start reading silently. And I'll say, just read it out loud, Nick. But if I don't know Nick is a good reader, I'm not going to embarrass him. So I'll read it. I'll say, notice this, Nick. Step one, God's purpose, peace, and life. And I have personally led people to Christ, many more than one. I've had friends have led someone to Christ reading this tract, and not one single word be added. Not one. Not one. So, the Bible is very clear about, you're welcome. Bible's very clear about we want to grow in maturity. We want to go on. A disciple of Christ doesn't stop growing. We keep growing. And we want to get to the place where the Bible says we're ready to give an answer to every one of the hope that lies within us. However, if you can share your story, which you can now, and you have a Steps to Peace with God track with you, you are fully equipped. You can lead any English-speaking person in the world to faith in Christ who wants to be saved. You can. And I'm telling you, if you'll do it, you'll have wonderful stories. I was trained in a group of leaders at Fraser United Methodist in Montgomery, Alabama. And my wife Jane was with me. One of our board members, his wife, went with me. Our server's name was Sandra. When Sandra brought our breakfast at the Hilton Garden Inn that morning, I said, Sandra, we always give thanks for our food. Anything going on in your life, family, friends, health, that we could pray about for you? She said, yes, 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 pray for me. I got a hole in my heart. I got a hole in my heart. I've been living with this man for 18 years, and he done left me, and I got a hole in my heart. And that's just the way she said it. I said, Sandra, we know someone can fix that hole in your heart. We're going to pray for you. So we prayed. End of a meal came, and I was staying over to the next day. Now, I would have just used it just like I showed you. I stayed over the next day. But I said, Sandra, have you ever heard of Billy Graham? And I pulled it out when I find mine. I pulled it out. She said, yes. I said, he wrote a little booklet called Steps to Peace with God. He could have entitled it How to Heal the Hole in Your Heart. But he called it Steps to Peace with God. I said, are you working breakfast in the morning? She said, I am. I said, why don't you take this home and read it? And I'd be real interested in the morning. What'd you think about it? She said, okay. So the next morning, Lonnie and Sue beat Jane and I to breakfast. We walked down, and Lonnie and Sue had a big smile on her face. And he said, Sandra's got something to tell you. And she came over to our table. And she, big smile, she said, Jesus healed a hole in my heart. I went home and I read that little booklet 3 times and I asked Jesus to come in and forgive me and heal my heart. And he did. I can't wait to get off work, call my pastor and tell him I've got saved. See, now listen, this is really, really important. That's not a personality thing. That's not an outgoing thing. That's not a spiritually gifted thing. That's just, you know, the gospel is the power of God. We share the gospel, God will use it. God will use it. Hey, turn the page. I could tell you more, but you've been so paid such good attention. We'll move on. Page 4, what now? Based on what we've just seen in God's word. Oh, by the way, I do want to say this. American Express used to have a commercial that said, don't leave home without it. I say, fooey on American Express. Never leave home without Steps to Peace with God track. Ladies, keep them in your purse. Men, if you have a pocket on your shirt, keep them there. Guys, for years, when I first started back in the 90s, every night when I took my wallet out, I'd put a Steps to Peace with God track to remind me, don't leave home without it. Young people, keep them in your book bag. Keep them in the console of your car, folks. Because remember, you tell folks about how you trusted Jesus, you got a Steps to Peace with God track, you can do this. So, what now, based on what we've just seen in God's Word, what should you do today? Now, we're loading you up this week. Number one, I will pray at every meal this week by myself or for my server or for others at the table. You say, well, Brother Dennis, I don't know if we're going to be going out this week at all. Be real easy to pray right there in the house, won't it? Yeah. If you'd be willing to join me, I'm signing my name right now because I'm going to do this. I will pray at every meal this week by myself, for my server, for others. 7:9-17. Now notice number two. It says I will give at least one track away this week. I'll let you even say I will try. I will try. I'll try. I won't even make you. I'll try to give a track, one track away. If you'd be willing to try to give at least one track away, I'm going to ask you to join me and sign your name. I'm signing my name down there. Putting in today's date, 7/9/17. I read a quote from Roy Fish, great evangelism professor with the Lord now, Southwestern Baptist Seminary. I read it this morning. And he said, you can't serve Jesus with a zipped lip. That's a good word. You can't serve Jesus with a zipped lip. So notice number three. I will share my personal testimony with at least one person this week. Now, before you sign your name, I want to ask everybody to look up at me. Would you do that? Would you look at me? I can't see all you. I'd love to because there are a lot of the smiling faces out there. But I want you to listen. Lots of you have shared your story over the last number of weeks. But there are lots of you. You just didn't do it. But you want to do it. You wouldn't be coming back to church again. So I want to encourage you, whether you've shared it every week or you've never shared it at all, would you join me? I'm going to sign my name. I'm going to do this, folks. Would you do it and just say, I'll share my personal testimony with at least one person this week. It can be the long one, the short one, whichever. 7/9/17. Now, Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray for me, Dennis Nunn, that I will be a doer, not a hypocrite, a doer of your word, Father. Let me always practice everything I preach and teach and never be a hypocrite. And Lord, we've got hundreds and hundreds of your followers here this morning. And God, I pray every one of us, Lord, will be intentional about praying, about trying to share a track with someone, and especially about sharing our personal story. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you stand with me, please? We're going to be singing a song that is so appropriate for what we've been talking about. Show me your ways. Now, I'm going to be very frank with you. God has shown us some ways this morning. Just little things, just little ways. And so, this is really a song of commitment for believers. But we're going to have pastor and other the staff down front. And let me tell you what this time is for right now. Maybe God has spoken to you and you're a follower of Jesus, but you haven't been sharing your faith, or you really have a burden for a family member or something. You can come and kneel and pray. Be a good time to do it. Yourself, others. You've been visiting this church. You're not a member here. You're a guest here. You've been coming. I want to tell you, you're getting a wonderful glimpse into Pastor Mike Hamlet's heart. Because he doesn't want this to be a nice church doing a lot of good things with a school beside a busy road. He wants to take First North to a whole new level in making Jesus known. This would be, it'd be encouraging, be a great Sunday to come and say, this kind of church I want to be a part of. But especially this time is for those of you here and you've never surrendered your life to Jesus Christ. You may have been like I did, prayed prayers, said words, used to fall down and cry, but I didn't want to let Jesus come in and forgive me, take over my life. And it's no accident that you're here this morning. And a lot of times on Sunday morning, people are real hesitant to respond. But I want you to know, I was real scared to respond because I'd been a Sunday school teacher. I used to go on outreach visitation sometime and talk to people, and I knew Jesus wasn't real in my life. And I want to plead with you. I want to exhort you. I want to encourage you. I want to beg you. If there's never been a time when you've turned from your sin and yourself and trusted Jesus, He died for you on the cross. He rose for you from the dead. He wants to come in and forgive you and give you a life beyond anything you can ever know. Blessed with Him for time and eternity. Wherever you are, top of the balcony, back, middle row, if the Holy Spirit's speaking to you, if He's not leading you to do anything, don't. But if He is, don't say no to Him. You come as we sing.
I hope that you'll take advantage of these opportunities this week. And as you leave today, our ushers will be at the door. As you know, we've been taking a love offering for Dennis for that ministry. And we finish up next week. I hope that you will be back for a great conclusion for that. Also, Dennis, I want you to come and just share with them just a moment about materials table. Some of you have been by there, but you need to go by there and do that. So share with us a little bit.
Thank you. I haven't had much to say about our ministry resources, but we do have a table out there, and I want to encourage you to come by. We have a place where you can sign up for our newsletter, a prayer list, but we have CDs and DVDs. Some guy came by this morning, said, I don't know if I'm going to remember all this or not. I said, hey, get a set of CDs and have them with you. Listen, as you go around, we have CDs and we have DVDs. Many of you know, I go to First Baptist Church, Woodstock, Georgia. Johnny Hunt's my pastor. And every year, Johnny does a devotional guide. I believe one year you had one of these in here. And I've been really blessed to have a week in it. He gets 50 Baptist preachers to write a week. He does week 1 and 52. They're out there. And a few years ago, they started doing them for children. My Bible Adventure, Stories Through the Bible, and God's Blessing Day by Day. And you can stop by out there and see those. We have a couple of other things, a senior adult conference, and just one about how to enjoy being a Christian. They'll all be out at our Master Resource Table. And also out there, you can get the little how to pray cards, the instruction sheets for how to use the track. And we have some brochures out there about the condition of our country and what we want to do. You can pick those up. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Dennis. Let's bow together for prayer as we go. Opportunities this week. Remember our feeding project. Hope that you're going to be a part of that. The class that we have on Sunday evening, there in your bulletin there, take advantage of those opportunities that we might live courageously as believers. Let's pray before we go. Father, how we thank You for what we've experienced here this morning. God, for what You are doing in our lives. give us the courage and the strength, the Lord, to do something that is so incredibly easy. We've been empowered. We've been trained. Lord, just give us the heart to do that, because we know that we live in a lost world that needs to know you so desperately. And now we pray that as we go to this place, Lord, you'll put those people in our path to share the good news of the Lord Jesus. We pray in his precious name. Amen.